You've invested 10, 20, maybe 30 years into your profession, and now you're standing there with an open calendar and a decision to make. There is a feeling of anticipation, the excitement for what's possible. The weight of previous responsibilities have lifted from your shoulders, and this newfound space to move and roam leaves you with a new focus, the search for what's next. In these early days of exploration, every moment feels pregnant with potential. Yet, as weeks slip into months, the initial thrill gives way to a growing restlessness. The need to do something, to fill the void left by decades of dedicated service, becomes a relentless whisper in the back of your mind. But the idea of diving headlong into something entirely new feels somehow inadequately inappropriate, as if missing the mark entirely. Even now, as the calendar stretches out before you like an open road, the anticipation of what lies ahead, palpable with the thrill of possibility, you can't help but pause on the peculiar mix of trepidation and uncertainty. There's this gnawing sense that what you seek has always been there waiting, to finally be recognized and acknowledged, waiting to be embraced. But the pull of the hustle and the bustle of this new chapter makes it all too easy to fall into old habits. The urgent and the pressing crowds out the important as the days slip by in a blur of activity, little room being left for introspection or meaningful action. How much longer are you going to let the stuff that gets in your way keep getting in the way? If you were really honest with yourself, a part of you would agree that this pattern has plagued you your entire life. It did not matter what demands of life or job. The things that truly mattered have always taken a back seat to the immediate concerns. It is in this moment of transition where you are given a rare chance to break free from old habits, to chart a new course laid out by your inner guide. It's daunting, to be sure. And you know this one is different. As you stand on the threshold of this new chapter, resolve to confront the things that have long held you back, commit to embrace the opportunities that lie ahead, and forge a path guided by passion, purpose, and possibility. Stop waiting to arrive. You are here. It's a simple truth that often gets lost in the shuffle of daily life. The decision to make is now. In this moment, with the resources and experiences you've accumulated, there is no need to wait for the perfect conditions. Now is that time. You have accumulated a wealth of experiences and lessons along the way. Each challenge, each triumph has shaped you into the person you are today. And now, in this moment, understand that you are uniquely positioned to share those lessons with others. It's a daunting and humbling prospect, to be sure. Stepping into the role of mentor or guide requires vulnerability and a willingness to embrace creativity. But you know this is where you're meant to be, and the truth is, you've already built strong foundations. You've honed your skills, navigated through adversity, and emerged stronger than you ever thought possible. Now is the time to offer a guiding light to those seeking clarity and direction. You know the path forward may not always be clear, but you know something others do not. Now is the time to offer a guiding light to those seeking clarity and direction. You know the path forward may not be clear, but you also know something others do not. With courage and conviction, you will step forward into the unknown, ready to share your wisdom, to inspire change, and leave your legacy on the world around you. This is not something you need to do alone either. I'm on a mission to remind you that not anyone can do what you can do, not everyone sees the world like you see. In fact, your point of view is needed more than you know, and the time to be unleashed into the world to build the body of work you're meant to create is now. It's time to create a new set of rules to play life by. You are more than what you've done and the subject matter expertise you've acquired. You have a body of work, a world of ideas, lessons, and experiences that we could all benefit from. The game to play now is to sort out how you plan to show up and share.